Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
I want to have a look at the design challenge now. It's a very interesting Irish business design challenge, and it's a great competition because it brings the best of engineering and design together. And I have two guests to talk about this. The first is Tom Watts. He's the head of design and at Design and Craft Council Ireland. Tom, you're very welcome to the programme. And joining me on the line is Gerard Duffy, the owner of Eurotech. Tom, we might start with you. Maybe you might set the scene for us here and tell us about this Irish business design challenge and how it all works, if you would.
Sure, Bobby. Thanks. Yeah, we just wanted to let your listeners know about the Irish Business Design Challenge, which is running and open for entries at the moment, closing on Sunday. So it's a competition with a €50,000 prize fund from the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. And what we're looking for are businesses who are innovating in the circular and sustainable space. And if you go to the dcci.ie website, you'll get full details about the competition. But the great thing is we're platforming businesses who are doing that thing which is the holy grail at the moment, which is leveraging sustainability to positively impact their bottom line.
Okay, and so as you say, positively impacting the bottom line. I think that's critical here, isn't it? That to get people in to innovate and, you know, to create new things and try new things, there has to be a bottom line opportunity there. In other words, there has to be a financial or a fiscal reason for doing it, as well as, you know, doing good for the environment and all the other things. But if it costs you money, you're unlikely to do it.
Absolutely. And I think there's so much kind of, there can be a lot of confusion around circular and what the circular economy is and how do you adapt your business. There's so much regulation, but also, you know, it's really important for us to platform these amazing companies who are doing exactly that. They're going out, they're innovating, and it's actually bringing new levels of business. And Gerard, who you're going to be talking to, is a fantastic example of a company who's doing just that.
Well, let's talk to Gerard. That's Gerard Duffy, Senior Design Engineer, owner of Eurotech. Gerard, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, Bobby. Good to hear you, Bobby.
Yeah, you too, Gerard. Tell us this. You're a long time in the heat pump. You started in underfloor heating systems. You've been very close to this sector for many decades now, Gerard.
So we have indeed. Yeah, we have indeed. I think it's actually 40 years, probably, since we would have fitted the first heat pump in Ireland.
Right.
And I suppose at that time, Bobby, the question was, what is a heat pump, you know?
And is that still the question today, Gerard?
No, that's long evaporated. No, it's not.
So tell us then around design and being the key to performance, Gerard. You talk about efficiency. Give us some examples of where your technology has really helped businesses on the bottom line front.
Okay, so I suppose, Bobby, one of the things people talk about, especially in the heat pump trade, they talk about efficiencies. And people make systems based on the efficiency of the heat pump itself. And it's a bit like oil boilers, we'll say, for example, and gas boilers. Going back 20 years, a gas boiler at an efficiency of 90% was absolutely massive. That was the one to get, but it was always most expensive. And that went maybe down as far as that it went to 92% efficient. And there was a serious blow about that. But a Midland heat pump would be 350% efficient,
right,
in comparison to a boiler. So it tells you how the energy going into the heat pump is multiplied by 3.5 on the way out. So you get 3.5 times more energy coming out than going in. That's the basis and the reason why you would use a heat pump.
Okay. Gerry. No, not to get too technical, but so if we equate that 3.5 times efficiency, what does that mean in money terms?
Well, in money terms, if you pay for 1 kilowatt of power, you're getting 3.5 kilowatts of heat. Whereas with a boiler, if you buy 1 kilowatt of power, you get about 0.9 kilowatts of heat because the chimney is responsible for the rest of the power escaping. So if you apply design, and your question about design is absolutely on the mark, Bobby, because if you apply design to a heat pump installation, you can get from that 350% efficiency right up as far as 800%.
Wow.
By simply doing tricks with the design and exploiting the use of the heat pump. Never intended by the manufacturer, but design takes it to that stage. And in last year, I spoke to Tom and I told him about a project, and he said to me, "Look, you should enter that project in the Design Challenge Awards." And this was a project where, for example, in money terms, which is really what we want to talk about, in money terms, for someone spending $5,400 for the month on the heat pump, it delivered €22,570 worth of heat if they were to do it with gas.
Wow, that's a massive number, Gerard. And can I just ask you this? If it's so good, why isn't everybody doing this?
Yes, that's the key question. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. There are things in the market that's holding it back. But the key thing, and it's the elephant in the room that's not being addressed, the key thing is the price of electricity. And for the domestic market, for example, if you go back to 2020, 2021, 2022, the cost of electricity ran rampant. I've seen people who were paying 12 times what they should have been paying for electricity. And thinking about putting in a heat pump and in that kind of an environment would be crazy. So if you address that issue, and I think, you know, I see the government are announcing today that they need to increase a tenfold increase in the amount of heat pumps. They need to also address some sort of security for the customer on the cost of electricity.
Right.
For example, Bobby, going back 20 years ago in Austria, I remember buying a heat pump in Austria, and the engineers fitted it in a job in Donegal, and they couldn't get it to run. And it turned out that there was two wires that needed to be connected together, and off it would go. And the reason for the two wires was that the electrical company would join and separate those wires according to their surplus power. So when they had surplus power, they sold it cheap to the heat pump, and they joined those two wires automatically. Nobody came out to join them.
Very simple, really, isn't it, when you boil it down?
Absolutely very simple. And in that case, the oversupply of power was getting transported to the heat pump at the right time. That when there was high demand, the heat pump wasn't interfering with the high demand. And that situation hasn't even been considered in Ireland. It's amazing. You know, that's
okay.
But the Design Challenge Award, if we go back to there, Bobby, will bring this to the fore, because it's by speaking to the people on the ground, like myself and other companies in this space, that you find out exactly what the real truths are.
Okay. Gerard, thanks very much for joining us this morning, and very, very best of luck with all those heat pumps. It sounds like amazing efficiency. Last quick word to you, Tom. Remind us again how people can enter this competition.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby. So if you go to the dcci.ie website, you'll get full details about the competition.
All right. My guest, Tom Watts, Head of Design at the Crafts Council, and Gerard Duffy there, owner of Eurotech. Thanks very much for that.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.